Should I read it?
Yeah.
26. I can play the piano and at the same time enter into this vibrant body. That's how, with my ear glued to the strings in an acrobatic posture, I absolutely forget my body, delivering body and soul to this unlikely coupling or sound aggregate by which I reinvent myself much more splendidly than by child's play.
22. Reliving because it has life is constantly in trance. Reliving mobilizes trances, it mixes them, intensifies them, keeps them quiet, modulates them. It is unique adaptive strategy, the activation of the ad hoc regime of activation.
And 20? The detail doesn't have a size. So you will be doing that also later on, just to formalize who is speaking. So just simple, the one who has the pebbles speaks, as long as he keeps them. Okay, so my first reading is centered around the 22nd statement about the living that mobilize trance, mixes them, and so on. That I would link to the previous statement from Arnaud, the story with the guy with the piano. And one next to each other, it brings for me this question of the device or the instrument. You know, you have the piano as an instrument, and that you could see an instrument as a tool. And what it highlights in the statement of the living mixing trance is that, well, and this living seems to use trance as an instrument. Of Because the first idea one gets about trance is something that happens to you. Facing to trance, you think you're passive and so on. And then we've got here something about someone using trance, mixing them for an adaptive purpose. So my first thought goes around that, and how detail that doesn't have a size place in that. It's more linked to this absorption this person is when playing the piano. And for me, detail doesn't have a size, it evokes that state where you're so focused into one small thing that it becomes a huge one without borders. So yeah, that's my first two tracks about this composition, is a trance as an instrument and the question of absorption into details.
It may be just a statement. But if we take the pianist as a living, as in 22, I would say the kind of absorption with the piano and forgetting about his body would no longer exist, speaks about an environment when he's allowed to do it. There is no danger, no tiger will arrive. So. Playing the piano in this context means one type of trance which speaks about its environment and the fact that the environment can be abstracted from. He has not to pay attention to anything else than not the piano, but the I would even say the fingers on the piano probably, and the song. This. In French, agencement, it has been translated as assemblage, coming from the Le Guadri. So I would say that in this case, there may be a detail in the living being, in the living's modulation of trances. Indeed, details have no size because following the according to the trance, it can become something very, very disturbing on the lookout, or it can be completely put away. The pianist tells us that we human beings produce situations where we trust that details will remain detail. And all kind of absorption tell us about very strange human beings. I am a very strange human being. Forgot the rules.
That work with the three, how to call that?
Statements.
Maybe has something to do with guiding attention in a way that the pianist is playing piano. And the living being is living. And when we talk about trance, As an anthropologist, I don't like that word, but we can come back to it later. But in a general way, it's about guiding attention in a certain way. And what's struggling about the kind of attention maybe that is at work in trance is that people work very hard at guiding their attention because at the end they want to be guided by something. In a way that, well, in specific environments there are active beings living, doing things. But if trance occurs, they are just one part of the technology that they have been creating and not the, the active part of it. And like they just become an engrenage. How do you say that?
They are trained to.
Like you see inside the clock, you cannot say what part is more important than the others. And I think a result of this kind of technology is that you become one part of it, not, you know, the maybe the electricity that comes from the battery. To evoke some ethnographic material that resonates with. Let's say, for studying possession for many years in Brazil, religious possession, it appears to me that, coming back to the detail, that people create very sophisticated technologies full of details, but they just don't know which details will be the big guy for that person. Sometimes it's a melody, sometimes it's a drum beat, sometimes it's a smell, sometimes it's a body posture. But in all cases, what people who go through this kind of states, let's say, which is also in a certain kind of interaction, is that the details that matters for them is details from inside them, in a way that spirits, deities, or ancestors manifest themselves through proprioceptive details. And it's quite obvious in a way that people just participate dancing and singing, and at what time they just stop because something is happening inside them. What provoked it? What was the eliciting detail? They just don't care about it. But what they do care about is that, oh, now I'm feeling something different, and that detail I'm feeling is certainly part of the way such ancestor or spirit is communicating to me and becoming part of my brain, of my body. And so there is always this display between details from outside triggering something inside, and the focus of the person is what, like Julien said, it's about absorption. Like people just don't see anymore what's happening outside them, but really pay attention to what they are feeling. And in every tradition I've been studying, they have very precise idiom, vocabulary, expressions for discriminating between such states and this state and this state, because it might be a spirit, it might be a good or bad spirit, it might be a fearful one or a soft one. And so there is really an expertise of what people feel and how people have needs to learn to discriminate between all the feelings they are going through.
So I'm still with my idea of trance as an instrument and what's called. Here we have an example of trance as, or more precisely, here we have something about relationship between different kind of trances as an adaptative strategy, just to survive, to adapt yourself. Maybe as a way to enter into an intimate relationship with your environment, so you get yourself more sensitive to it, and you could make a good decision for your survival. And as Isabel pointed out, that's a certain kind of context, and the pianist is a very different kind of context, is in a safe environment. And if we read the statement again, his perspective seems to be delivering body and soul. Experiencing unlikely coupling or some aggregate, and reinventing himself. And the composer did this as, I mean, he actually says it's more splendid than by child's play. So there's this idea of delivering body and soul and reinventing himself. So as to, through the process of absorption, of forgetfulness of his own body, all this process is about reinventing himself, so going back to himself. And I would imagine that for tradition that practices trance for spiritual reason, they would have another perspective on it. It might be less about the individual reinventing himself. I guess so. I guess it's more about the deities, about the communities. And I also want to point out that if you want to stay in the realm of trance of possession, as long as I know, certain traditions seems to stress the spiritual aspect of this practice, and some other it's mostly therapeutic or primarily therapeutic. People needs to be possessed, so one could chase away the bad influence. So I just find it interesting to try to discriminate the different use of those practices, different means.
Today's made it a very, take a very strange variation of size, because what you underline about reinventing myself and not strictly, because I had left it out of my awareness, because to me it did seem such a strange way of expressing oneself, because this kind of absorption in avancement, assemblage, where you are not the master, you are not deciding to strike, there is no time to decide. There has been a trance of repetition before, but something is happening now, made possible by what the long exercise before. I don't know if all musicians would say they reinvent themselves. We have formed this statement, but it's to me it's a very strange statement. Do really musicians feel they reinvent themselves? Maybe they can reinvent, or could they even reinvent whatever what? I am just, the details get bigger and bigger. My sense of perplexity becomes awful, because I would be able to say, no, maybe they will say I'm reinventing this score. I am not even sure. Maybe it's the size of each detail of the score which gets reinvented itself during the play. But is the pianist reinventing himself? To me, it's a very strange statement. To my experience of trances, which are more writing trances, I don't feel I am reinventing myself, really. So these details is very strange.
And I would add that even people possessed by deities, spirits, and ancestors don't have that feeling. They are reinventing themselves. They are just an instrument of something else, expressing it through them, but leaving them the way they are.
So maybe I could add another card, so just to give it's about 27 and my capacity about inventing oneself. It's 29. The human body is precisely your capacity for metamorphosis. The body is itself a kind of place, not a solid object, but a terrain through which things pass, and in which they sometimes settle and segment. Sometimes the world's textures move across this sensitive threshold unchanged. Sometimes they are transformed by the passage, and sometimes they reshape the doorway itself. So it seems to me, just to let the ball fly, that the metamorphic trends you describe, which may be literary trends, are not about reinvention, they may be about metamorphosis, but first it's not invention or reinvention, it's exploring the way the world passed through you, the world or the invisible.